Okay, so we're on Dr. Olive tonight. So remember, yesterday we spoke about how do we know Chidushei Kesef. So the Gemara's had a limud is to be atzachinam ein kasef, so that the Amah Ivriya believes and is, she doesn't owe any money to the master. So the words ein kasef are superfluous. So Chazal teach us ein kasef ladon zeh. There's no money that goes to this master. There's money that goes to a different master, and that's the maniu, that's the av, the father. So the Gemara learns out that when the daughter, if she's a katana or a nara, leaves with the rishus of her father, meaning leave the rishus that she's getting married, there's money that flows to the father. So that was one limud, that there is kesef kiddushin. And the Gemara had a different limud, which was the rav, which is that masi adah is la'av. It says, if a man sells his daughter as an ama, as like a maid or whatever, so ma ama ma se del rabba, just like an ama, whatever she produces belongs to the master. Okay, so now on Daptalan Amin Aleph, we're around line four, so or five, six. It says, so the Yatzachinam is coming to teach me this about Kedusha Kesef, and we buy time. We need it for something else. He says, the Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Yatzachinam Ilime Bagrut. This is talking about if a man sells his daughter as an Amah Ivriya, so she's working for the master, Yatzachinam, she leaves without paying money. So there's two phrases, Yatzachinam and Kasef. They're both the same idea, Yatzachinam and Kasef. Yatzachinam Ilime Bagrut. When she's a Bogeret, Bogeret is a girl who's over 12 and a half. That phrase refers to Bogeret, so she's Bogeret, she goes free. In Kasef Eli Meinara, that refers to when she's a Nara, so she's a Nara after she's 12 and shows Simanim. So the Gemara is going to ask if I know that she goes free when she's a Nara, the Gemara will ask what do we need Bogeret for. But the limud is, though, the Braisa teaches me that Yatzachinam in Kasef is just teaching me a din, not by, Kiddushin, not with, money for the Kiddushin, it's just teaching me when the girl goes free. So the Amar Ravina, so Ravina says, "Im kein lemakra, ein kasef." So if that's all the Torah wanted to teach us, it could teach us ein kasef without a yud in the ein. Ein kasef. It could have written the ein kasef that way. My ein kasef with a yud, ein kasef zon zeh, but yesh kasef adon acher, umanihu av. So the fact that it throws a yud in can, with that, affords us the opportunity to have two drashas from the same phrase. So the Gemara says, "We might darshin and hachi." Where do we see that we can darshin the yud in aim? The Tani, we learn in the Braisa. So it says, "Vezera einla." This is talking in Parshat Emor. If a woman, a daughter is a bat kohen and she marries Yisrael, so that's the end of her truma, any truma. But if she's divorced, so the husband dies, vezera einla, and she has no children, so then b'shaval b'yirabia, she goes back to the father's house, and she can have the truma, but provided vezera einla. Let me get the pasuk out here. So he says, yeah. So it's in the Chumash on page 678. But this is about kwenthia amanag rishav vezera einla. The shaval beit aviyah kinurah mi lechem aviyah tochel because son lo yochal bo. The tanya vezera einla einla zara. So I only know that she doesn't have children, her own direct children. Zera zara minayin. How do we know? Let's say she had a child, the child dead, and but she has a grandchild. So how do I know that she can't eat the truma? Tamalomar zera ein law ayin law. In other words, the word ein law, we put, like they said, the Masoretic pronunciation. In other words, the way we pronounce it is ein law, but I could read it ayin law, and like investigate her, like thoroughly investigate the whole family line. But ein li yom zera kasher. I only know because zera kasher means that the offspring, is not the result of, adultery or something like that. And has good yichus, so I know that that would block her from eating truma. Zera pasul minayin. How do we know if she is zera pasul, like a mamzer? Let's say she engaged in an adulterous relationship. How do we know that she can't eat the truma? Tamal lomar, zera ein lo, ayin lo. Zera ayin lo. You should investigate it. So the Gemara says, "Va'afikne lezera zara," but you already used it up. We said, in other words, how can I double over on the same words? Ein lo, I got ayin lo, I got it, but I have the same limud that. She can't even have grandchildren and can't have Zera Pasul. So Zera Zara lo itzrich bro. I don't, so the truth is, I don't need a Pasuk for the grandchildren. Banim. Ki Yitzrich Pasul. I need it for Zera Pasul. That's what I need the Pasuk for. But the key is that I'm darshing out the Yud. Yud is teaching me Ayin Law. But once I see the Yud, I can darshen even the Yud. So we figure it works this way. Let me do two more lines and we'll talk some things out. So the Gemara says, V'tana Gufa Menale Darsh Hafi. How does the Tana himself? So I got it. So we have one Brisa that way. And in Achinami, we had a drasha in our Gemara that was from Rav, Amar Rav Yudama Rav. So the previous Memra was the Memra of Amarayim. That be Achinami Kasa. But it's in Achinami, the Brisa learns the word Ain. I got that. But how does the Tana himself know that he can darsh in that? So he says, V'tana Gufa Menale Darsh Hafi. Amri, Ktiv, Me Ain Bilam, U Me Ain Yavami. Lo Ktiv, Behu Yud. So Rashi learns, let's see the Rashi, where is it? Me'ein b'lam, ein b'dato l'leichi manu. In other words, the word me'ein obviously doesn't have a yud in it. Now me'ein, means to refuse, but the way Rashi learns me'ein is ein b'dato l'leichi manu. He doesn't intend to go with us. But I see the word ein is spelled without a yud. And then similarly, this is me'ein yivami. Like he doesn't want to be with me, type of thing. This one, do Yibam with me. Look to be good. Bach to be good. Show me now the Drasha who da'atu. All right, let's go slowly with this. So let's think what we learned, and then we'll talk some things out, and then we'll get there. So so we started off with the Atzachinami in Kasef. So that teaches us the Gemara is learning right now that a woman is Mekudeshet with Kasef. And that the father is also Zohar with the Kesef Kedushin of Shizu Katana or Anara. And then the Gemara said, but well, we have a different Rashi we're darshening out from it. And that's, it says, V'yatzach inami l'mi bagrut in kasef l'mi narut, hakein double over on limud. So the Gemara says, yeah, because it says ein with an extra yud in it, and that permits me to double over on the limud. And the Gemara will get to it. If I know narut, I know bagrut as well. Okay, and then the Gemara had this other, it was sort of like a different brisa, but it told me about the Bat Kohen with the Zera. Let's talk about the Bat Kohen with the Zera, and then we'll talk about Ben Bani Banim and Rei Banim. Now, one only mutim the Gemara had was, again, she's a Bat Kohen, and she marries a Yisrael, and then he, let's say, dies or divorces her. If she has no children, then she goes back to her father's house, and she eats the truma. So one only mutim the Gemara had was, I need the Lima to teach me not just Zera Kasha, but Zera Pasul. So, in other words, let's say she had an adulterous relationship, and now the offspring's a mamzer. So, notwithstanding that, that would also block her from eating Truma. Let's look at the Tosfos, second Tosfos. Everybody with me? Zera Pasul Minayan. Everybody with me? Okay. So, Omer Ri, Zera Zara Pasul Tamar. So, the Ri says it's got to be talking about the grandchildren at this point in time. So, came in Pasul Nakuna, in other words, if she's having an adulterous relationship, she's got, yeah, she's a zona, right? So like Yosef's saying, she's a zona. She certainly can't eat truma. I don't need a pasuk to teach me with the zera, kasha zera pasul. So he's saying that we learned that the grandchildren would block her off from having truma. So it's teaching me that if she has a grandchild and the grandchild is zera pasul, that's what it's talking about. He says, mamash, ela zera zara. So that's the way Tosfos learns. Now, he has a little bit more here. One second. All right. So, we did the Tosfos. This we did. Now, he quotes here, this is from the Aladah, for Bilchanan Wasserman, in answer to Tosfos' question, points out it's possible for a woman to conceive Zera Pasul without engaging in adultery. So, Rabbi Chanan wants to give a different Mekemta. So, the Bali Tosfos say we're talking about that she's got a grandchild. And the grandchild was a mamzer. So Rebbe Chanan wants to give a pshat in the Gemara that's talking about her own child, and the own child didn't come out through marriage, but she's not a zona. He says, for the Gemara in Chagiga and Yudalit, in the case of man's semen, can enter a woman's womb and impregnate her bambati when she bathes in a pool, in other words, she's muberet from bambati. If a Kohen's daughter or wife conceives a child from the seed of another man in such a manner, or through artificial insemination, she does not become a zona since she did not engage in forbidden bee. I guess for us, more commonly in our society, we have an artificial insemination. So it is possible. Our Gemara teaches that nevertheless, a Bat Kohen who conceives a child in such a manner from Yisrael may not eat Truma in her father's home since she is a child from Yisrael, albeit an illegitimate child. Okay, that's so far. Now, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky cites a dispute regarding the Yichus of a child conceived in such a manner. It was for us, we would see, let's say a woman is artificially inseminated So what's doing with the yichus? So the Beis Shmuel maintains that a child produced by one's semen is halakhically identified as his child, even if conceived without a bia, and the father therefore fulfills the mitzvah of Ruavu. So that's one side is in Akhinami, the father is the father, whoever the source of the semen was. The Chelkat Mechokek, however, is uncertain regarding this matter and suggests that a child produced without a bia has no halakhic connection to his father, and the father therefore does not fulfill the mitzvah of Puruvu. So Rav Shmuel Rozavsky suggests that according to the Chelkas Mechokek, it was according to the Chelkas Mechokek, the father's out of the picture. Rav Elchanan's answer is not viable. Rav Elchanan said that she could have a zera pasul, but in other words, if it's through an ambati, it's not considered that she had bia with the person. It's not considered anything. It's possible bas kohen conceive a child ambati from the seed of Yisrael may continue to eat truma. In other words, so even if she, in other words, according to Elchanan, let's say she mothered a child, but it wasn't through marriage. It wasn't, so according to Elchanan, that could be the case that the I need the pasuk. So she's not a zona, but I need the pasuk to teach me that she's blocked off from eating truma. He says, but here, according to the Chalchas Mechokek, since the child has no legal father, he's not considered the son of Israel, and therefore does not prevent his mother from eating truma in her father's home. In other words, according to the Chalchas Mechokek, this child is like in a whole different parsha, and wouldn't block her off from eating it. Okay, that's that piece with that. Again, we're talking about different scenarios. So the Gemara, we said again, we said that if she has any children from a husband, her husband, and then he's dead, then she can't eat truma. Then we said that it's whether it's zera kasher or zera pasul, and even if she has a child from an adulterous relationship, so she can't eat the truma. So we said if she has an adulterous relationship, she's got bigger problems than the child. She's a zona, so she can't eat the truma. So okay. Which, so with the Ambati, you mean there? So I assume, let's say she, let's say, what, yeah. All right, so let's, or let, let's see, let, let, or let's say she, let's say she's not, let's say she's not married. Okay, now, the, all right, one second, we'll come to you. Okay, just let me do a few things and we'll talk, okay? So now, another thing in Gemara was about B'nai Banim Harim Kibanim, the grandchildren are the same as children. So the Poskim, this is from the Daf Yomi Digest. He says Poskim discussed the question whether it was an advantage for a grandson to recite Kaddish through his deceased grandfather, or whether the grandson carries no further advantage than anyone else, assuming there is no son to recite Kaddish. So in other words, let's say you have a family, Rachman son, and there's a death, and there's nobody to say Kaddish, no son, let's say, but there's a grandson. Or we could just have somebody from the Velt Aron say Kaddish. Is there any advantage to having the grandson say Kaddish over somebody from the Velt Aron? So one of the sources that suggests that it's appropriate for grandson to recite Kaddish for his grandfather is our Gemara. This is B'nai Banim Arayim Kabanim. So grandchildren are like children, so Zelbazach. Accordingly, it is logical to assume that just as his son should recite Kaddish for his father, so too a grandson should recite Kaddish for his grandfather. Now, he quotes the Chumash Maharik rules that a grandson has no greater obligation to recite Kaddish for his grandfather than any other person. So the Chumash Maharik says zero. He says the reason is that the recitation of Kaddish is a function of the child's obligation to honor his father, and we do not find that a grandson has an obligation to honor his grandfather. Regarding the statement that grandchildren are like children, the Maharik explains that the statement refers specifically to the fulfillment of mitzvah Puruvu, meaning if, let's say, a person. In other words, in order to do Puruvu, you need a boy and a girl. Let's say a person has a boy and a girl, and they predecease him. They predecease him. So he loses his mitzvah Puruvu at that point in time. But if they have children, which are his grandchildren, he's still in the kind of Puruvu. So he says, but it is not intended to be a statement of an obligation for a grandson to honor or recite Kaddish for his grandfather. Proof to this idea is that there are opinions that hold that a grandson is allowed to testify as a witness for his grandfather. And if Chazal had taught that a grandson is like a son for all matters, how could one ever suggest a grandson should be permitted to serve as a witness for his grandfather? So there are opinions in the Gemara that Rabbi Leibowitz was saying that the grandson can even testify for the grandfather. So a Karov, you can't testify for, but grandson, that Malach is saying. Now, the only thing is there's a Rashi, Rabbi Leibowitz was quoting this Rashi. I don't know what this Rashi is, a Rashi in Chumash, where he says that the grandson doesn't have the same level of Kavod to do with the father. The grandfather as the son has. But the implication of Rashi is that in Achinami, that he does owe an obligation for Kibbutz. Now, the Ramah disagrees with the Ma'arik regarding the assertion there's no obligation for a grandson to honor a grandfather. Although it is true that there is a greater obligation to honor a father than a grandfather, nonetheless, there is an obligation to honor a grandfather as well, except so precise a medrash that teaches that the mitzvahs of a grandson provide merit for his grandfather. Shuvah Knesset Yecheskel also rules that Kaddish recited by a grandson is as beneficial for the deceased as Kaddish that are recited by a son. So it's machloket poskim with this whole piece. All right, there's more on this. All right, who had questions before? Somebody was calling Malka or Fern. Who wanted to ask something before? Anybody? Yeah, go ahead. Scream!
What's the
I
woman
can't! I can't hear. Scream! I can't hear you so well. Go ahead, Malka. Malka.
Malka, you're muted.
Explains it. Okay. What if the woman was raped? Is she then prevented from eating the Kadesh?
She is. Yeah, she is. The truma. Yeah. Okay.
So that child that comes out, she's blocked.
Well, right.
Because she's raped.
If she has a child, even if the child is the result of a rape, so she can't eat truma anymore. That's right. All right. Any other questions?
Why would I think zero plus two would not prevent it from eating?
Well,
the child. That's what that was.
Yeah, I guess maybe if she has like a yichus child, it's like part of the fold or something like that, like the one that's not miuchas is, I'm not sure. In other words, that's the way I would think like that. In other words, like the miuchas child is more chashuv and that blocks you from truma, and the other one maybe not. I'm not sure. All right, everybody good? Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. We're moving on. Okay, now. All right, now. All right, so we're midway down the column. Adalat We're a midway down the column. Okay, now. Now the Gemara has two separate pesukim, right? We have one pasuk, Yatzach Chinam in Kasef, that teaches me Kedusha Kesef and it goes to the father, and a separate pasuk which was Limud from Rav. Actually, they're both Limud from Rav. Rav is the one who taught me Yatzach Chinam in Kasef, and Rav also teaches me V'chim Kor Yishev B'Tel Yamah that Maaseh Yadav go to the father. So the Gemara, so it's a similar idea. The father has his chus in the Kedushim of his daughter when she's a Tana or a Nara, and he's also entitled to Maaseh Yadav, that which she produces. So the Gemara wants to know why we need both. If the Torah only taught me that the father has his chus vis-a-vis the kedushin of his daughter, I'd say she didn't work at this, and it was like she didn't, right? So she gets it. But her maaseh yadayim, that what she worked for, he says ema didaha. Well, I would think that's hers. And if he only taught me Maaseh Yadav, that goes to the father, the Kamitzin Amine. I'd say, it's like a quid pro quo, similar to what we had by a wife. Remember we said that the, like the he gets the he she gets the Mizona and he gets Maaseh Yadav with a wife. In other words, I mean, she could say any Mizona, any Osa, it was like that. So I would have thought it's a quid pro quo with the child. The child, the father supporting the child, so the child has to give Maaseh Yadav to the father. About Shed, the Mi'alma Ka'ati, the Kedushin, they're coming like from the Beltarain, the Ka'ati La, Ema Didahavu. I would think that's her, so that's Riha. So I need both Sukim. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we just did? All right, let's go on. We're up to two dots. Okay, now the Gemara says, Gufa V'yatzachinam. So we brought on, we had the Memra on top of the Amud. Again, we have two phrases, V'yatzachinam in Kasef, that the Amud of Riha, when she becomes a Nara, she goes out chinam, free. She doesn't pay any money. In other words, like earlier, there was giron kesef. They want to get her out from Avdus, they have to pay, amortize her sales price out. But now, when she gets minara, that's the end of the term. So we had two phrases, v'yatzachinam in kasef. So we learned earlier in the Braisa that v'yatzachinam is elu yimei bagrut, in kasef elu yimei narut. So, kufa, v'yatzachinam elu yimei bagrut, in kasef elu yimei narut. From an anara, what do I need both? If you're teaching me that an ama really leaves when she's an anara, obviously she's not around when she's a bogeret. So if she leaves when she's 12, she's not around when she's 12 and a half, she's already free. So why do I need both limudim? So ama rabba, baze, limed alze. So rabba says it's like two blanks, like one blank, another blank. One blank is teaching me what the other blank is. You need to have a toshav b'sakhir, similar to that which we learn by a toshav and a sakhir. So we'll do the Toshav Pesach here, and then we'll explain the Yatzach and Amin Pasef. So the Toshav Pesach here is talking about you have Abadim, the Kohen owns Abadim. So the Torah says the Kohen ki the nefesh pinyan kaspo hu yochabo. The Kohen acquires the nefesh pinyan kaspo. He owns it, and Eved Kanani sounds somewhat counterintuitive. In other words, if the Kohen owns an Eved Kanani, that's his property. He can eat the truma, but if he has an Eved Ivri, then the Eved Ivri cannot eat the truma. And even if the Eved Ivri is a Nirsa, he can't eat the truma. Nirsa is if the Turkey is he wants Olam, but Chazal teaches to the Yovel. Meaning Toshav Asachir, it's the time we learn in the Bride Toshav Nui Kinyan Olam. So it says, so the Arsmo translates the one who resides with a coin and his labor should not eat of the holy, of the truma. Okay? So it's back in the Gemara. So it's looking at the time. Toshav Zekanui Kinin Olam. Toshav refers to an evidence in Yirsa. Sakhir Zekanui Kinin Shanim. The Sakhir, the high worker, refers to just 6 years. So the Gemara says, Yomar Toshav Yomar Sakhir. Why does Torah teach me both? Teach Toshav, that's the Nirtha. Teach me that the Nirtha of a Kohen can't eat Truma. Rani Omer, and I would say, Kanui Kinin Olam Ochel, the one who's there for the long haul, he doesn't eat Truma. Kanui Kinin Shem Lo Kol Shein. So if you're there, you know, for 15 years, you don't eat Truma. You're there for a shorter period of time, so you don't eat Truma. So the Gemara says, Ilu Kain, Ayit Omer, if the Torah just said, Toshav Kohen Lo Yochal Kodesh. Let's say the Torah just said, Toshav Kohen Lo Yochal Kodesh. Hayiti Omer, Toshav Zekanui Kinin Shanim. I want to say, you know what a Toshav is? Toshav is the one who's for the 6 year term. About Kanui Kinin Olamochel. I would have said that if you're the near, so you do eat. So Basachir, but they made all Toshav. So now I open up two blanks. So I think one blank, in other words, it's talking about the Avadim, the Kohen, not the Eved Kanani. So two blanks. One has got to be the Kinin Shanim, and one's got to be the near. So it says Basachir, but they made all Toshav. Sha'apish Kanui Kinin Olam in Olamochel. Even though so that's what it means. So in similar fashion, the Gemara says, Yatzach Hinam in Kasef, if I only had one term, I'd say that refers to when she's a Bogeret. So now I have two terms, one refers to Bogeret, one she's an Ara, and so it teaches me that she goes free when she's an Ara. That's what the Gemara says. Everybody good? Okay. So that's Rabbi's Hezber. So Amrli Abaye, so Abaye says to Rabbi, we know Abaye was Rabbi's nephew and his Talmud. Amrli Abaye, Midami. How are the two at all comparable? In other words, I don't think the case that you brought, you know, the Toshav Kohen and the Sakir is comparable to the girl with the Nara and the Bogeret. Hatim Trei Gufei Ninu, when we talk about Avadim, there are two different people. In other words, a person, a master, can have two Avadim. You could have Reuven is the Nirsa and Shimon is the Kinin Shanim. The Chinami Ketab Rachmana Toshav Nirsa Lo Yochal Vahara Ketab Ida Hava Sakir Mil Tzadki B'Kava Chomer. Even if the Torah would have written explicitly that the Toshav, what is it? Toshav is a Nirtza. Even the Torah said Toshav Nirtza. And the other one wrote explicitly. So it's something that we know with a Kabbalah. And this is the Kabbalah and Tarakatabakra. We said the Torah teach me a Kabbalah. In other words, it means like this. I could have a situation where the Kohen has two about him. One is a Nirtza, and one is a Kinin Shanim. But in Achinami, the Torah is teaching me both. And even if you say, and even if I would say that it's, in other words, if I have two blanks, I'll say one blank person, one on the other. But even the Torah would spell out one. And so I know with a Kabbalah Chomer, I can say, I can learn with a Kabbalah Chomer, but still the Torah writes it out. I understand that Ma'ala. He says, Aval Elahacha, by the girl, Hadgufi, you're talking about one girl. She's an Ama Ivriya. When does she go free? He says, Kinafka Labanarot Bagrit Mai Baikabe. In other words, once she goes free, when she's an Ara, she's not hanging around when she's a Bulgarian anymore. Ella Amar Abaye, so rather Abaye says, Lo Nitzrcha LeBeger De Iloni. So Abaye says that Yatzachin Amin Kasav, I need two terms, teach me Beger De Iloni. Now Iloni is a girl that doesn't have Simanim or doesn't develop Simanim, so she goes straight from Katna to Bagrat. So but when does she become a Bulgaret? When she's 20, right? Dr. Frank was saying, when she's 20. So I need that other term to teach that there is a Bogeret who goes free when she's a Bogeret, and that's if she's an island. That's what Abaye wants to say. I would think, left to my own devices, if the Torah only taught me that when she's a Nara, she goes free. So if she's a Nara, she goes free. No girl never gets Nara, so she never goes free. Kamashvalan. So Kamashvalan, there is a type of woman that goes free when she's going to get her, and that's an Ilani. So Matkif Lamar Barabashi. So Mar Barabashi asks a strong question against Abaye. Isn't it a Kavachomer that she would go free? Simanim don't take a person from the Rishus of the father, but they take it from the Rishus of the master. Once she says Simanim, she's an Arah, she goes free. In other words, from the father, doesn't know she's an Arah, she's not out of his Rishus yet. Bagrut Shemotzi Mershadah, but Bagrut is a super Motzi. Bagrut teaches even in Smotzi Mershadah. There was once I'm a Bulgarian, I'm done with the father. He says, "Eino din shmotzi b'shadah." Certain wouldn't. So don't I know this from a kavachomer? What do I need the pasuk to teach me? I should know it from a kavachomer. Again, so the Gemara says I need two terms. We have tzachinam in kasef, one nara, one bagra. So what do we mean when she's a bulgarian? Every nara becomes a bulgarian. So when she's a nara, she's free. So what do we bulgarian for? So the Gemara says, "I need bulgarian to teach me a bulgarian of an island who was never a nara." So the Gemara says, "Why would I even think I need a pasuk teach me a bogeret? Bogeret, I know logically she would go. The bogeret as an ama evriya. In other words, I know logically she goes free because every woman who's a bogeret is free from the father. In other words, the father has no zechuyas when she's a bogeret. So simanim take her out from the rishus of the adam, but they don't take her out from the rishus of the father. But bagrus does take her out from the rishus of the father. To take her out from the rishus of the master. So the Gemara says, so to the second wide line, Ela Amar Bar Baravashi Lo Nitzrucha Ela Ikar Zvina Da Ilani. So he says, what it, I need that pasuk to teach me that gufa, that a man could sell a daughter who he anticipates will be an Ilani or ends up being an Ilani. Sakutamina the Atisimani Nara Habizvina the Atisimani Nara Labizvina. I would think the girl that will eventually develop Simani Nara, that's a good mechira. But a girl that will never develop simanim is not a good material. He says, lo habizina zina. So kamashvalan from page the top line of the days, kamashvalan yatzachinam chulei. So yatzachinam teaches me the end of the way the Gemara is saying that even ilani could be sold. That's the key. That an ilani could be sold as lamed priya, and yatzachinam should leave when she's a bogera. But that I know from a kavachomer. But it's teaching me that ilani could be sold. Now let me just do four more lines, and we'll do it. So the Gemara said, Mar Barabashi said, isn't it a Kavachomer? What do I need Bogeret? And then we said Bogeret for an island. But what do I need? So we said, why do I need it? I know it from a Kavachomer. But didn't we say, even if I learn things from a Kavachomer, Tarif HaKatav Lakra. Sometimes I can know it from a Kavachomer, but the Pasuk nevertheless writes a Pasuk anyway. Lamar Barabashi, Damar Vlav Kavachomer, who I mean, a Milkadaki, the Kavachomer, Tarif HaKatav Lakra. So that's only when we have no, there's nothing we're able to adduce from the Pesukim, no Chiddush we can say from the Pesukim, when all else is, you know, we have no other choice, we'll say Tarek Mechatav Lakra. Well, we have something to teach from it, so Mashanina, we're going to teach it from it. So here we're going to teach that even though she's a Bogeret or she was destined to be a Bogeret, it's still a good Mechira. All right, let's just repeat a little bit, go over, and then we'll take some questions, comments, thoughts, and go on. This is really a side issue. We were just brought up in the conversation about the Amma Ivriya, Yitzchakinam in Kasef. So if she goes free when she's an Ara, so obviously she goes free when she's a Bogeret. So why do you have to write the Bogeret? So the Gemara tried to one answer, but the Gemara deflected that question. The Gemara said, teach me a beggar Ilani, that an Ilani, this girl doesn't develop Simanim, she leaves when she's a Bogeret. That's the Chiddush. Because I would think that she never goes free. The Kamash Bon. So the Gemara says, but I don't need that. I know from a Kabbalah Homer she goes free. Every girl goes free from her father when she's a Bogeret. So here as well. So Mar Barabashi says, no, Ikar is Vina Da'ilani, that the sale is a good sale. If he sells a child that, you know, he anticipates or ends up being an Ilani, that is a good sale, even though she's a Bogeret, Inachinami, the Torah teaches me that's a good sale. All right, so that's it. So who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Silence. Okay, let's go further. Okay, so we're on line four. On Dalam Beis. Okay, remember with me? Okay, so now, line five. Now, we said in the Gemara on Daf Gimel, we had the member from Rav, we're learning Kiddushei Kesef. So the Gemara says, but our Tana, there was a member that we learned from, let's look at Rashi, the second wide line of Rashi, that's Rav Yudah Le'el, being kasef, nafkila latana mikicha the stay afron. The Tana, the way Rabbi was saying the Tana of our Mishnah, learns it out kicha kicha mistay afron. So the Tana might know amihacha. The Tana we learned the brisa. He wanted to say because that you should nickname. So we did that already. The Tana we learned the brisa. He kachi shisho v'ala. The man marries a woman, then he has relations with her. Bayalim sachem beinav kimatzaba begomer, and then he divorces her. Ein kicha el bekesef. So the Tana of the brisa says kicha means kesef. B'chein omer natati kesef tzedek kach meni. By stay Ephron, that's Abram Vinu says, I gave Kesef Hasadik, Kachmen, take it from me. So it means, so Kicha, Kicha, stay Ephron, and over there, it's talking about a Kinyan Kesef. Now, the Brisa continues, well, Odinhu, wouldn't I know this logically, even if I don't have the Pasuk, the Gezer Shava? How? Ma Ama Evriya Shena, nickname for Bia, nickname for Kesef, Ama Evriya cannot be acquired through Bia. Right, but he's acquired by Kesef. A king for Isha be totally Amma. So no Amma Ri can be acquired by Kesef. Zush nickname Babia, a woman who can acquire Babia, he says that Yitaki should show Bala. So the Gemara's going to learn Bala that that's how he acquires her. So it means if Bia works, certainly Kesef works. In other words, Amma Ri only with Kesef. But if Bia even works, then certainly Kesef works. Zush nickname Babia, you know, different type of kind of a Kesef. So why do I even need the Gzeres Shava? I just know Kaval Chomer. Kaval Chomer is one of the hermeneutic principles. Everybody can, you know, down a Kaval Chomer on his own. So from Kaval Chomer, I know that Kiddushei Kesef should work. So the Gemara says Yibama Tokia. Yibama will slug up the Kaval Chomer. Shnikne Bavia Veinik the Bekesef. Yibama is acquired through Bia, not in the Bekesef. So we're saying like if Bia works, then certainly Kesef works. But here is a case where Bia works and Kesef doesn't work by Yibama. So the Gemara says, "Mal Yibama shekin ein nickname for Star." Yibama is a whole different piece. Star doesn't even work by Yibama. It's like a sui generis, a case separate to itself. Tomar bezuish nickname for Star. The woman we know is acquired with Star. So the Gemara says, "So in Achinami, the Gemara is sustaining the Kavah Chomer, and then we don't understand the next few words. We must be patient." Tamalomar ki kachish. So the Brisa says, "The Torah teaches me ki kachish." So the Gemara says, "I have a good Kavah Chomer." And then it says Tamalomar Kikafish. So the Gemara says, Halamali Kra Ha'akula. What do we need the Pasuk for anymore? We just said we have a good Kaval Chomer. Teach me the Kiddush Nikapus of works. Amar Vashvishim, the Ikla Memar, Mikar Dina Pircha. Vash says, because we can ask a Pircha, a Kasha, against the Kaval Chomer. What's the linchpin of our Kaval Chomer? That by Ama Evriya, Kesef works, and Bia doesn't work. So, if I have a case where Bia does work, certainly Kesef works. That's the Kaval Chomer. It says Mal Ama Evriya Shkin Yotza B'Kesef. The Ama Evriya has its own dinim. In other words, she leaves with Kesef. In other words, if her father wants to get her out of being Abdusi, he pays Giron Kesef. In other words, if he sells her for, you know, whatever, like, you know, when she's 10, he sells her for, you know, $10,000, so that he pays $5,000 when she gets her when she's 11. So it's Shkin Yotza B'Kesef. Says Bahafdei Lon of Data, she wasn't redeemed. Since we know Kesef, Tomer Bezushin Yotze the Kesef. So Ama Evriya is not a great support for the Kaval Chomer, because Ama Evriya has all these other, like an exit, you know, it gets out with Kesef. Ama Evriya can even leave the whole situation with Kesef. Woman can't leave with Kesef. Tamalomar Ki Kachish. So it says Ki Kachish. Okay, let's pause for a second. So we have two limudim, one from the Brisa, one from Rav Yudalin Barab. One is Kicha Kicha Steyafron, which we had on Duff Bays as well. I know the Gzeres Shava, which is Kikach Ishisha, that a man takes a woman, and Kicha means Kesef from Stay Ephraim. Or else we'd be Atzachinam in Kasem. So I have two limudim. So back on the Gemara, Vishrit Mithab Yitzachinam, Vishrit Mithab Kikachish. The Gemara says I need both limudim. Why? The Ikapab Rafani Kikach, if the Torah would only teach me the first limud, Kikach, I mean a Kiddushin Yaglabal Dahabu. I would have said, yeah, a woman could be. Can get Kiddushi Kesef, but she gets to keep the money. So the Sakinam teaches me that when she's a katana, so it goes to the father. The Ikatab Rachmanav Yatsachinam, if Torah only taught me Yatsachinam, Avina Hechad Diaba Ilu today, Vikidashtoha Vikidushi. I think money works. Money works whichever way it goes. It's like he can be Makadish her, she can be Makadish him. And what does Rashi say on that? He says, she says, okay, so So we have our limudim. So the answer is after four dapim or three dapim that we have two limudim teach me kiddushin kesef. One is kicha kichas the Ephraim, and the other is yasal chinam in kasef. So ain kesef teaching me the father gets the kiddushin kesef when she's a tana, and then we learn also it's when she's an ara as well. And then the other one teaches me that that the money has to flow from the husband to the wife, not from the wife or from the, not from the woman to the man, from the man to the woman. Okay, please have questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far. You keeping up, Yosef? You're good? Okay, everybody good? Okay, let's wrap it up, and then I'll be it for today. So now, the Gemara says 10 lines to the bottom. Uva'alo, so we said the Pasuk, Yikachi Shishau Bala, he has relations with her. That teaches me that a man can acquire his wife with Bia. We mentioned on that base. The Gemara is later going to mention that, you know, Rav Mandid Amand Makadish Bia. The Gemara said the Rav Gimalto, somebody who's Makadish with Bia, because, you know, Pasnish is not there a cheres to do it this way, but on the Torah, you could. We mentioned it with Bia. Now the Talmud Rice says, well, Dinu, I can know that from a Kal v'Chomer as well. Uma Yavama Sheinikne Bekesef Nikne Bia, Yavama cannot be acquired by Kesef. Here it's flipping it over. Here it's saying Bia is stronger than Kesef. In other words, Yavama can't be acquired with Kesef, but you can acquire with Bia. Bia is stronger than Kesef. Zushnikne Bekesef. So if I know that a woman can be acquired by Kesef, which we learned above, in addition, Nikne Bia, certainly she can acquire Bia. So once I know the Kal v'Chomer, I don't need the Pasuk anymore. So the Gemara says, Ama Evriya Tochia. So we're going to flag up the Kal v'Chomer from Ama Evriya. Shnikne Bekesef, Ein Nikne Bia. In other words, you said, if Kesef is good, certainly Bia is good. But by Ama Evriya, Kesef is good, but Bia is not good. So that flags up the Kal v'Chomer. So Malama Evriya, Shein Tienel Shem Ishet. So the Gemara says, Ama Evriya is out of the picture. Because when he's acquiring Ama Evriya, it's not to be a wife. It's to be, you know, a type of maid, right, like that. Here we're talking about a wife. So it's reinstating the Kal v'Chomer. So Tamil Lomar Uba'ala. So it's similar to above. So the Kal v'Chomer is reinstated. And then the title of the Brice says Tamil Lomar Uba'ala. What do you mean the Kal the Pasuk? And the other is Tamil Lomar Uba'ala. Just said we have a good Kal v'Chomer. It says Amar Bashi, Mishim Be'ilamimar Mikar Dina Pircha. Rashi says, because the Pircha, which apparently the Tana realizes, but he doesn't spell it out, he says, what is the linchpin of our Kal v'Chomer? That by Yavama, only Bia works. And so in Isha, the Kesef works, certainly Bia works. Yavama, Mal Yavama, she is the Kuk of Omedet. The fact that Bia works by Yavama, she already is tied to him through the first marriage. In other words, Sarah Rachel was married to Reuven. Reuven died. Now there's a Zika upon Reuven's death to Shimon, the brother. So the fact that Bia works, but that's building on where there's a foundation already. Tomar Bazu, Shane Zakuka Gomenet. So this garden variety wife, that's not the case. So the fact that it may not be that Bia is stronger than Kesef. Over there, there's Bia, but it's built on the other king. So Tamalomar Ba'ala, teach me that a woman can be acquired with Bia. Okay, let me just do the story, that'll be up tonight. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, let's just do the story and that'll be it. A certain elderly man unfortunately lost all of his children in his lifetime. He was, however, lucky that both his sons and daughters had children of their own. Since he was wealthy, he allowed them to live in his house at his own expense. On his deathbed, he stipulated that his money should be forbidden. You know, maybe I should do other things. One second. Give me one second. You know, let me. It's all in the sugya of Bnei Banim. You know, Bnei Banim and Rain Banim. They have all these questions, like with Yerusha and things like that, are they really considered to be? But it's an interesting question he brings over here. There was a bris mila of an orphan child, and the halacha, this came from Rabbi Akiva Eger. The father of the child wasn't present at the bris, and so the zechus to the birchas of bris is usually for the tzanda, the one who's holding the child. So the father's out of the picture, I don't know where he is, but he's not there. Usually given, the halacha is that the tzanda then should say the bracha. So, but in this instance, the grandfather of the child, who was also Moel, wanted to have the zechus to say the bracha before the bris. So he says, so Rabbi Akiva Eger was machria, but they should be mechabed with the grandfather. So he explains how it goes. So there's two bracha we say before bris. One is Baruch Hashem Shemes Tivanu Alamila. That's clearly a birchas mitzvah. The other is, that's usually the mom makes that bracha. And then the second bracha the father usually makes, Baruch Hashem Shemes Tivanu Lachmi Sobri Toshal Avram Avinu. So the Levush explains, the first bracha is Etzem Tzmila. And the second bracha is Shevach Vodah L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the mitzvot that the father is zocha in, like teaching him Torah, marrying him off, and so forth. So therefore, since on the grandfather also has a responsibility to teach him Torah. So he says, in other words, Chazal teaches but a grandfather also has the mitzvah, the obligation to teach his grandson Torah. So he wants to say that, and he says, well, so he's, and he also, he gives a bris milah to his grandson, who he has an obligation to give a bris to his grandson as well. So he's thought as the shlif bez to become Mrs. Mila. So I'll say, b'nibadim b'reif b'banim, so he thought that the supposed to the bracha goes to the grandfather, to Ricky Baker thought. Okay, this is nice. Let me just end the recording. One second, wait, 1 second. 1 second.